From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has criticized Congress for failing to act to stem the flow of illegal immigration, declaring dead a program that protects immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children. During a White House event Monday, Mr. Trump was asked about those under the now-ended Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program.
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame.
Mr. Trump had given Congress till March 6 to resolve the matter, but lawmakers were unable to meet the deadline. A leading Democratic senator said Mr. Trump rejected bipartisan options. A court injunction has kept the program in place for now. Pili Tobar is managing director of the immigrant advocacy group America's Voice.
All he's trying to do right now is assign blame to somebody else. He got rolled in the omnibus negotiations, and now his base is realizing that he hasn't been able to deliver, and so he has to point the finger at somebody, and of course it's going to be Democrats in Mexico and demonize immigrants and others.
Mr. Trump also tweeted Congress must pass border legislation to fully fund a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, called on Mexico to stop people from entering the U.S. illegally. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, wife of the late South African President Nelson Mandela, died Monday at age 81. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said she leaves a huge legacy.
We grew up watching how she was conducting herself as she resisted the worst type of terrible torture from the apartheid regime.
A national funeral is scheduled April 14th. This is VOA News.